Someone's here.
You
must be the new person the Count has over. Oh, he told you to stay away from the swing of the house, didn't he? But you just couldn't stay away, could you? You heard noises, saw our feet dancing from under the door, and that little bead of curiosity grew and gnawed at you until you gave in and you broke all the rules. Oh, Dracula isn't going to be very happy with you, not at all. Here, sit, lay down. The Velvet Chase is a wonderful place for you to rest your bones. Come on, please, for me. Rest those weary muscles, Poppet. Elisabetta is here. Oh, my. You're so warm. It's been so long since I held something so warm. Oh, the other wives. Well, they're cold like me and the Count. He's the one who made us like this after all. You're the only being in this castle that has any body heat or blood pumping on their own. Oh, there you go. Just plop yourself down, get nice and comfortable, stretch yourself out. Oh, there we go. And don't you worry about little old Elisabetta. I can make myself comfortable anywhere. Oh my, you look so nice and cozy on that chaise. Are you as comfy as you look? Good. Then you won't mind if I just, slide right on top of you like this. There you could go, just... I told you I can make myself comfortable anywhere. And right now, I want to be right next to you, all snuggled up. Oh, I just want to feel your warmth and bask in the glory. It reminds me a bit of the sun. I haven't seen the sun for so long. Do you remember what it's like? Can you tell me? I know it's warm and yellow, but what else? Can't you use words to describe it to me? No. Keep your neck exposed for me while you tell me about the sun. I want a better taste. I want to feel the blood pumping in your neck. Oh, I bet you taste so sweet. So delicious and pretty with that scarlet nectar running down your neck and staining the chaise. I just love how you feel underneath me. You're so stable and firm. So much different from Dracula or Alona. You're absolutely magnificent. I've forgotten what fun the living world could be. Your heart is even beating faster. That means you're excited. I can feel it. I can hear it. I can smell it. Oh. It smells so good. Oh. It's so potent smelling. You wouldn't mind if I just... Oh, I'm so sorry. I couldn't help myself. I get a little naughty when I'm around such delicious things. Oh, but this robe, it has to go. It's in the way. Here. Oh, that's better. That's so much better. Oh, feeling you with nothing in between us. You're so much warmer, so much softer than I envisioned. Oh, you wouldn't mind if I had another bite, would you? No, of course you wouldn't. You're being so good and so curious and so sweet. Such a good meal for me. It tastes so good. I want to keep you around forever and ever and ever. I could keep you on a leash right next to me so I can have a sip whenever I want. Oh, and you would look darling with a collar that jangles. It would allow for Count Dracula to know where you are at all times since you have a pesky habit of being where you don't belong. Oh, he would absolutely love that. I know how much Dracula has taken an interest in you. Oh, you don't have to hide it from me. No, no, no. Drac tells me everything. I know everything because I'm his favorite, but don't tell the others. Marguerite would be heartsick if she learned our master played favorites. But can you blame him? Just look at me. How the corset cinches my waist and pushes my full breasts out the top. How my full hips so easily slot on top of yours. From my position, I can easily take care of the both of us. Oh, that's it. Let me in. Oh, you're filling me up so well with that blood of yours. It's only fair that I do the same, right? Oh, that's it, letting my finger in. It's coated with your blood, lovely. So red and wet. Using it to open up this hole of yours. Oh, I know you enjoy it in here. Dracula tells me how addictive your moans are. He told me you look prettiest when you're coming. Do you think that's true? Oh, well, I think it's true. I trust whatever the master tells me. He's the one who gave me this gift. Something you get to share and indulge in. Isn't he the most wonderful? Aren't you just the luckiest person on earth? Yes, you are. You are. Drac was right. Drac is always right. I should have never doubted him. Your hole does look good when it has something inside it. The only thing I regret is that I'm not getting to drink my blood-coated finger, and instead I have to use it to open you up. It's a shame. You do feel nice around my finger, though. Not as good as it feels going down my throat. Oh, fuck, that was so good. Oh, the way it's dripping down my chin and coating my claws. I'm used to the person I bite to be the one moaning in ecstasy from it. But being fucked is the thing making you moan the most, huh? Has my orgasmic bite already started working its way into you? Every time I sink my teeth into your delicate skin, you get a bit closer to coming. You can feel the jump in your own arousal. Being fucked on my fingers while I drink from you. It must feel so good considering the mess you're making, huh? Such a messy little human. You really are dirty things, aren't you? Dracula was right when he said humans are filthy. If only you weren't my food source as well as fuck toy. But beggars can't be choosers, can they? Oh, that's it, lovely. Taking two of my fingers so well, opening up so beautifully for me. I want to make you come without ever touching you where you want me to touch most. I want you to come while I finger you open and drink from your neck. Think you can manage that? Oh, I think you can, lovely. If you can't, then you're going to be here until I get bored or we get found out. And if Dracula finds out you're in here with me, I'm not the one who's going to be in trouble. I'm allowed in this wing. It's gonna be you. You're a guest in his castle. He told you specifically to not enter this wing, and here you are. When he told you not to enter here, is this what you were expecting? Were you expecting to find me? If you think I'm fun, just wait till you meet Alona or Marguerite. Marguerite is so sweet and gentle. She wouldn't hurt a fly, and she's my absolute favorite to play with. Alona, on the other hand, Alona is cruel. She doesn't have an ounce of empathy. And then there's me, Elisabetta. I'm the best. I was the first one of his bridesmaids. See, he didn't want to try making his real-life bride into one until he was sure he could do it. And I was the first successful transformation. Isn't that cool? Soon after, Alona joined me, and then we got Marguerite to complete our little family. So when you entered our castle, and the master took an interest in you, me and the rest of the wives, we knew where this was going. We were going to be getting a new plaything. Aren't you just so excited to join us? That doesn't sound very excited. Aren't I making you feel good? Three fingers buried to the hilt inside your desperate hole, and that's not enough? I'm stretching you so wide. You are so fucking tightly wrapped around me. How is that not enough? It must feel really good to have two slender fingers working you towards your orgasm, scissoring inside you, thrusting in and out. Oh, and I can feel your holes twitching again. You're loving all this attention, aren't you, lovely? That's good. If you stay here with us, you'll always get this attention, Poppet. And if Master decides to let me keep you as a pet, then we can play like this all the time together. Don't you want that, pet? I love how that sounds for you. I think you want to be my pet human, don't you? Come on, say you want to be my pet human. Come on. You would be perfect for it. You're so attractive and you taste so sweet. And don't I feel really good against you? Can't you feel the wet stain growing above your hips the more I take from you? Don't you want to keep feeling my fangs pierce your skin? Isn't it orgasmic? Yes. Oh, that's what I wanted to see. That's what I wanted to taste. You were fending off your own orgasm from my bite right there. It seems even my orgasmic bite will work on you. It just takes a little bit more. But that means I can toy with you a bit more before you pass out from pleasure. Oh, happy day, I have a new toy. Oh, that's it. Just like that, taking my fingers so well. You're doing such a good job for me, lovely. If I'm going to be keeping you as a pet, I think I'm going to have to come up with a better name for you. The name you have right now is suitable for a human, but not for my pet. You need a name that is befitting of a companion of Elisabetta. Something regal and fancy. Fuck. That's delicious. Oh, this is so tasty. How you feel against me. The noises you're making. How you feel, how you look, how you taste, how you feel, how you move. It's enough to make me come from biting you alone. I think we can come together at the exact moment I bite you. I want to try it. Be good for me and get right to the edge, Poppet. Come on, I know you can do it. Dracula says you're easy to make come. I want to see if you are as stunning as he says you are when you come. The way he talks about you, oh, he is in love. He thinks you're the most amazing person. Oh, I hope you do get to stay with us. Oh, I really do, because Strack could really use some company right now. I feel like he's getting bored with the three of us. Oh, come on. Don't you want to show off how attractive you are? Don't you want me to brag about our little late-night coupling to the master? If you want to, all you have to do is come. Oh, it might even give him more of a reason to keep you. Don't you want to stay here? You make such a tasty blood bag, and you're so much fun to fuck. Oh, please stay here. Please, 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 please. From how well you're taking my fingers, I don't think it would even be hard to grab a strap and start fucking you with a cock. If you want the strap, you have to come on my fingers from a bite. You orgasming from the bite will most likely send me over, so it's only fair. So, why don't you try to come for me? Ready? Ready? Oh, fuck, so tasty. So good, so amazing. So close. Oh, I can't get enough of you. From how amazing you take to being fucked to how delicious you taste sliding down my throat. I'm so fucking close, puppet. One more bit is all it's going to take to make me come. Get right to the egg for me. Yeah, that's what I like to see. That's what I like to feel. Love feeling your whole clench around my fingers. You really are on your best behavior, aren't you? You want to come that badly, huh? Huh? I think a certain someone might want to stay at Dracula's castle as our little human pet. Oh. Oh, so good. Look at that. Just enough to make you feel woozy and maybe pass out, but not enough to turn you. Oh, I'm getting so much better at this. Master's gonna be so pleased with me. He's gonna walk in here and he's gonna see you still breathing. And he's gonna say, Elisabetta, why are they in here? Because you're not supposed to be in here. And I'll tell Dracula that you came in here on your own volition, and I couldn't turn down an opportunity to meet our new house guest. I mean, what kind of a host would I be if I decided to be rude to you? Then he would walk over to your still alive body, and he would see that you're very much alive. And he would walk back over, and then he would kiss me while spinning me and telling me I did a good job and I made him proud. And he might even let me get that collar and leash for you since you decided to wander off. He won't like that too much. But if I am entrusted with the leash, then you will never go too far from me. And then, we will not only have a new friend, but a new plaything to add to the collection. Oh, it will be so nice to have someone new around the castle. Alona and Marguerite are wonderful, but I've just been with them for years at this point, and it's going to be so nice to have a new face to talk to and a new pet to play with in our little castle. Oh, I should go get Dracula. Ooh, but I don't want to leave you on the floor. I do want to tell him. Ooh, what should I do? What should I do? Come on, Elisabetta, make a choice. Make a choice. Oh.